You know that bumpy road you always drive on? Before it can get fixed, someone in city government has to know it's there. An inspector has to come evaluate the street and put what he finds into a computer system that determines how soon the road needs attention. It can be a time-consuming, inefficient process. But as Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports, new technology could eventually change that.
Christoph Mertz spends his days looking at cracks in the street.
You know, once you're involved in something like this, you see every crack in the road, every pothole, and said, oh, this, and then, oh, this is interesting.
He's not an inspector. He's a researcher at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and he's built a computer program that uses photos to detect cracks in pavement. Pittsburgh is helping Mertz test the technology. He's placed cameras inside three city vehicles. The holders are similar to GPS mounts and sit on the windshield. He's got a camera mounted in his own car, too, and takes me for a ride.
Okay, so let me get that app started. And then you just hit the start recording.
As he drives, the camera records the pavement unspooling in front of the car and saves it. Later, he'll upload the video to his computer and let his algorithms analyze the data. The program breaks the pavement in each picture into a grid.
It looks for texture. It looks for certain patterns. So a newly paved road looks basically uniformly black. But the cracks, it will have a texture.
Then it calculates how much of the given surface is covered by cracks and scores the road's condition. The city's inspectors do a similar analysis, but they use their eyes, which can be a problem.
Each inspector is doing a fairly subjective inspection.
That's Deputy Director of Public Works Lee Howler. The other problem? Pittsburgh is responsible for 1,100 miles of streets divided into 17,000 segments. It takes the three part-time inspectors 4 to 5 years to review all of the segments. The city uses a pavement management system and models to predict the street's lifespan. But Howler says at any particular time, there's a good chance much of the base data is inaccurate.
After winter, the condition of a given street can change rapidly because what was just cracking after a number of freeze-thaw cycles turns into major potholes.
Howler says having more accurate, up-to-date street data would make planning easier and more effective. He'd be able to ask for money and promise specific results, something he can't always do now.
I think when you have the conversations with council and say, these are the extra streets specifically by name that we would be able to do in this upcoming season if we had extra money, it's more tangible.
A better, more predictably maintained road network means a more viable city. Here's American Society of Civil Engineers fellow Brian Leshko.
And that, you know, is not only just the public getting to and from work, which is very important, but it's also bringing goods and services, freight and the like. It really does have a big impact on the economy of a city.
Back at the lab, Mertz is still working out kinks in the program. He pulls up a map of Pittsburgh filled with green, yellow, and red dots, each representing an analyzed image of a street segment. Green means the road is good, yellow means it has some damage, and red means it's bad.
So this one is good. So now you're putting me on the spot.
He clicks on a red dot, which means bad, but the photos show smooth pavement.
Okay, this is called bad, but this actually has shadows. So
overhanging tree branches cast shadows on the pavement. The algorithm still can't tell cracks and branch shadows apart. The next couple of segments are accurate.
And you see red, and it's really bad.
That's really bad, yeah.
Mertz says the machine learning algorithms are still learning. So his technology isn't perfect yet. He also hasn't trained it to see potholes, patches, or rutting. But it could eventually be a game changer for cities like Pittsburgh with aging infrastructure and limited resources. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.